Layla's grandfather was an impressive figure. He stood a fathom tall and weighed a tenth of a ton. He looked as though he'd been carved from a piece of teak. His skin was honey-hued and stretched tight over an XXL frame. There was nothing imposing. In fact, his eyes glittered in amusement. They were of a soft, Bambi brown, yet untainted by life's bitterness, unlike Layla's mother's, whose piercing eyes were like that of a bird of prey. Suddenly he smiled, and there it was, the star quality. He resembled Teddy Thomas, cheeky, charismatic. He had cupid-cut lips, dimples, and ringlet hair that fell into nymph hooks around his ears. Grace, humour, and charm. There's certainly no defence against this. Layla had seen pictures of him in her younger day. He was the one that everybody always pointed to and said, "Who's that?" There was also an unusual karma about him. He created sentience and silence, a little like the David statue that stilled people to quiet. Unlike her mother, who created causation by fussing around. Yeah, she infuriated everyone. But not her father. Her grandfather was completely calm. Layla hadn't attempted any conversation. Her mother was spieling in all the spaces. "Now, father, I want you to be responsible for once in your life. I am handing you a very serious problem. My daughter." "Darling, dearest daughter, you would think I'd just arrived on planet Earth. I'd sailed the seven seas and traversed across numerous continents before you were even born. Quite a number of times, actually. Now, looking after my granddaughter for a few weeks is hardly going to be as dangerous as marching a full platoon of men into battle." Grandfather had been commissioned into the military at Sandhurst, and then quite rapidly court-martialed back out, and his Sandhurst sword broken into two pieces for some international incident in Singapore that nobody dare mention. "Father, you have been one of the most irresponsible people in my life. You've brought nothing but dishonour and disgrace to the family. I am leaving you my only daughter. Due to the fact that she also has been expelled from a prestigious ladies' college." "Yes, like you." "Yes. Well, she is an enfant terrible. Oh, God, I don't believe that I'm doing this. We have booked ourselves on a Caribbean cruise for 5 weeks. Due to her getting expelled, she cannot come on the cruise, obviously. So I am leaving you with her. Please do not get into any trouble. Darling daughter is a mere tempest in a teapot. Similar to what happened to me at Westminster. Westminster, you were also expelled from Oxford and Sandhurst. Okay, we don't need to over-egg things, darling. Your little frenetic approach to things, it does so fan the flames at times. Calmez-vous. Oh, that's rich from someone who started most of the fires. It's a long time ago, daughter. And when I was a spirited stallion. Now I'm just a dead and dying old warhorse that's been put out to pasture. The only thing and the excitement I get in my life is looking forward to a little nosebag here and there. Feeble flesh. Balsawood bladder, I mean, what sort of mischievousness can I get up to these days? Can't go an hour without having to take a leak." Layla's grandfather had lived in an old hotel in the Royal Spa town of Harrogate, which he'd been doing on and off for the last 25 years. Very decadently, thought Layla. But Layla was also outraged that she'd have to spend 5 weeks here instead of with her real tight crew. The fusty hotel was some old bluff. This place is for old elephants to come and die. Oh, Jesus H. Christ, she thought. A parental purgatory I'm foisted upon this old man when I need to live. I'm 16. Now trapped on some island Harrogate. Darling, darling, calmez-vous. Everything will be fine. Ne s'inquiète pas. Trust in me. You sound like Car the Snake. Very unnerving. Oh, you do so. Think so ill of people. Try and portray something other than pessimism. Come on, try, darling. Anyway, I shall have this young juvenile delinquent drilled into discipline and shape by the time you get back. She will no longer be the enfant terrible. Oh, my young lady, have caused us a lot of trouble. Do you hear? Do you hear me? I can hear you, and so can the whole of the hotel. Say goodbye to your mother, granddaughter. So, granddaughter, thank heavens your mother's gone. The world is our lobster. Don't you mean oyster? Not at all. What shall we do? Well, I don't know. You don't know? Oh, you crazy young mad thing. You should always know. If anyone ever asks you that question, just say, look, I want to break the bank of Monte Carlo and live my life as disgraceful as possible. Okay? What do we want to do? We want to break the bank of Monte Carlo and live our lives as disgraceful as possible. Excellent. That's just what we'll do. Layla's grandfather smiled and then roared with laughter. She was under the... She suddenly began to be aware of something dangerous. I think we ought to have a toast. I think we definitely, Layla, ought to have a toast. To our partnership, come venture. What shall we drink? I can't drink. I'm underage. Don't be ridiculous. Of course you can drink. If anyone ever asks you that question also, don't be apathetic. Just order vintage champagne immediately. The best they've got in the house, and plenty of it. Nothing like catching the bends with Bollinger for breakfast. I'll show you a little unique way of opening one of these as well. With a saber. Okay. We definitely need a little liquid libation, come salutation, to cement our partnership. Now pay attention, okay? George, the sword, if you don't mind, George, and a bottle of your finest vintage, Veuve Clicquot. Right, daughter, granddaughter, listen, learn. When you slide it down the seam there towards the neck, using the blunt edge of the blade, obviously, and when you continue in one fluid motion, as though you're doing a backhand at tennis. You're paying attention? Good, because you're going to do it. What? I can't do it. Grip the bottle, that's it. Place your thumb there, that's it. Good. Hold the sword, hold the saber. Now, in one movement. Ready? And pop. There. Simple as you like. See that? Cork and cage fired across a little hotel lounge as though it'd be a little mini cannonette. What do you think? I think it's fantastic. Good. Now I'll show you how to pour them into the flutes. Thank you, George, for the old. And here we go. Right. What are we going to toast to, do you think, apart from the partnership? Shall we say the meaning of life? Right, pick up the old tulip flute. There we go. Little sip. Don't just sip. Take a good mouthful, that's it. Swallow. What do you think? It feels as though it's pouring over the outside of my lungs. Like it? Wonderful. Mother says that you're a scoundrel. Oh, your mother. Your mother. Oh, what a problem. Now listen, down at that expensive school that I'm paying for. You're paying for? Oh, yes. You don't think your mother's paying for it, do you? Do they teach you any sort of fencing or sword fighting? No, we do feminine things, lacrosse and cooking. Oh, totally useless. By the end of this sabbatical, my beautiful young woman, you'll know how to kill any man with any weapon. You'll become a ninja or ninjette. Why should I, why would I want to do that? It's always useful. Layla watched her grandfather again with apprehension. So, Mother says that not only are you a scoundrel, but that you don't have any morals or scruples, and you're only interested in wine, women, song, and gambling. Those young women are your mother's worn-out words of rhetoric. She used to use them on me. Spewed and spewed out of people or personages that cling to old clichés and don't try anything new. Anyway, well, they certainly don't use any sort of new originality. You do so wax lyrical, grandfather. Well, let's face it, you know, bland banality, using other people's lines. So, young lady, firstly, rule number one. Even if you are on pain of death, you will never, ever again call me grandfather or granddad. Do you understand? Why? Why? Because you've just aged me to a grandfather, and I don't want to be one just yet. So, young, wonderful woman, you can call me... Well, you can use one of my names, if you want. Bernard Montgomery Arthur George. Harry Penfold. Oh, what a mouthful. Or, you can call me what my friends call me, which is Phileas Fogg. Due to me sailing around the world in 80 days? No, took 8 years. Why so long? Well, I thought there was no point in rushing, and I sort of got married a couple of times as well. You got married? Mother's never said anything. She doesn't know. I'm hardly telling her, my ex-wife, anything to tittle-tattle to a rotary club, am I? You're a mystery man. More to the point, young lady, what are we going to call you? What? What about... Well, I'm called Layla. We can have to change all names. I'm going to use pseudonyms. I think possibly something with a little Russian sound. Natalia. How's that? But why? Well, we might get into sticky things. If we're going to blow the bank at Monte Carlo, you know, we certainly don't want the feds getting a hold of our real names, do we? But firstly, we're going down to Cheltenham to take down a few late scratchings, as they say. Scratchings? What's that? Well, it's a little late male success in horse racing. Young, beautiful thing, we are going to become rich. Your mother. My mother and your mother. Well... They never cared for my hobbies, shall we say. They prefer to... spend such a boring, bland life. Did you talk about private schools and things like that? We're not bothered about that. We want to break the bank in Monte Carlo, take down horse races. We want scores, don't we? Oh, yes. Phileas? Yes? What are we actually... going to do? What do you mean, what are we going to do? I'm going to do what I've told you we're going to do. We're going to try and blow the bank at the, Monte Carlo or any other casino, and we're also going to have some fun at the races. But first, we're going to have to get you attired out. There's some kit and caboodle on you. It's a sport of kings. You can't be dressed in rags. So, we need first a round robin at Cheltenham. Is it going to be legal? No, not at all. No, just a favour. Favour from friends, that's all. So make sure we win. What it involves is a maiden mare, a mudlark layoff, and, shall we say, a long shot carrying a late male of scratchings. I haven't a clue what you're talking about. Good. We'll keep it that way, just in case the feds get a hold of us. Alright, so what shall we do now? I don't want to get into trouble. Trouble? We're already in trouble. Right, the stakes are going to be very, very high, so come on. Do you want to play or not? The rewards are extremely high, too. I mean, what would be your dream? To start with, what would you want? What can I bribe you with? Child, speak! An iPhone. The latest model iPhone. Ooh. Haven't you got one? No. Mother's taken it. She said I can't have it. Oh, bitch. Right. I'll get down to the shop and buy two of them. Just in case you lose the first. We'll have to maybe have them. Anyway, off we go. You've certainly got to have one if we're trading places at the races, that's for sure. I don't want to lose you down to Cheltenham. Right. I don't know, Phyllis. Well, better make up your mind. Okay. I'll play. Good, Natalia. Good. Right, let's get you wired up for sound. Ooh. Lily felt sticklebacks tingling through her stomach. The champagne yet again cascaded over her lungs like liquid ice. Ooh. Lily looked at the array of phones in the shop. They were like objects of art. Well, which one do you want? Which one do you want? I don't know. Oh, if anyone ever asks you anything, always say, I want the best, okay? You want the best, the latest, the greatest thing. Okay, I'll have the best, the latest. Right. Okay. So, we better get... Which one is the latest? Which one is it? What colour do you want? Come on, darling, shout out. Which one? There, that one. Right. We'll have two of those. Better get them encrypted and scrambled. Just in case, eh? Come on, Fred. Yes. What does... Who is he? He looks very shady. He speaks with a very... Yes. He used to be. He's not anymore. He used to be sort of, what? Well, he used to be a cat burglar. Mainly worked in France. A cat burglar? This is like something out of Fagin and Oliver Twist. You're a Fagin, aren't you? Don't be ridiculous. Strictly now, kosher. Oh, yes, he scrambles the phones, makes sure nobody can listen to anything we're saying. Is he crooked? Not at all. Just lives in a, shall we say, a no man's land of a grey area in between, you know, law and the persons that are not particularly concerned with law. So, there's rich pickings to be had. Phileas... Yes? What? How did Grandma get, shot in the foot? Ah, a bit of a long story. Well, no, a short story, actually. What happened is and why were you carrying a bag of Cougarans? Well, what happened was, we took a light aircraft that I'd rented and we went on a bit of a gambling spree in, Ireland. And? Well, the dogs that we were gambling with, or I was gambling with, of course, they had form, eventually. They won everything. So eventually I thought I'd dye them a different colour using your mother's hair dye. Right. And? Well, sort of, things went a bit wrong. It always rains in Ireland. By the end of the lap across the border in Northern Ireland, of course, the dog had changed back to its original colour. Everything went crazy. It's bandit country anyway. And the IRA provost had got a little bit vexed with what I'd been doing. And, well, we had to be smuggled out on a military plane by the British Army. Who I knew, made a phone call, and they did come to my rescue. Fortunately, the only thing they've ever done. Unfortunately, your grandmother had to be drugged, morphine. We had to put her in a crate, and she travelled in cattle class down below. The Cougarans, well, unfortunately, they were confiscated as a bit of a sweetener to pay off the people that were screaming and shouting and raucousing. Yes. I know. But your mother, you know what she's like. So prim and proper. She's Cheltenham Ladies' College. But you were Westminster. Expelled. Oxbridge. Expelled. But not before they taught me how to be a communist and a mercenary. Mm. Useful. Very useful. Sandhurst. Mm. Expelled. Ooh, Grandad. Phileas, please. Were you a thief? Not at all. I sort of look at myself as Robin Hood. I acquired things and returned them to their rightful owners. For a small fee, of course. Well, sometimes a large fee. Oh, Grandma says that you've got a raven heart and you are a gypsy thief. And no soul. Oh, what the devil would she know? Look, he smiled with his crossed teeth. Do you know that woman over there? She's not taken her eyes off you. That's because she realizes that I am a silver stallion. Most old men have been, shall we say, gelded. Eating too much widow's scallion, castration cake. What's that? It's what they serve you at the wedding. Full of bromide. Dreadful stuff. No red meat for most men. I just can't get this slang. Oh, you will. Next. Right, we've got to somehow raise your profile. Meaning? Got to raise you up by about 6 inches into a more statuesque stance. Give you a proper deportment. But why? Because you've got to pass for 21 to get in the casino. Or any casino, or any horse drag, really. And certainly gambling. First, I think we'll have your hair all coiffed into a little oiseau de paradiso. What's that? Well, sort of have it all fanned out and lifted into a higher beehive. Give you that height. Right? A oiseau de paradiso. Yes. And then, shoot, we'll take a little flutter on the fillies down at Cheltenham with a few friends of mine before we go to the West End and to the casinos. Is this all you do, Phileas? Take down scores and scams and things. Scores and scams? This is entertainment. This is a hobby. This is what we do. This is the sport of kings. Right. We'll get a little nourishment first. Oh, I'm a vegetarian. A vegetarian? Well, mother's gone vegan. Oh, dear God. No wonder she looks like death. Such a bad temper thing, your low blood sugar. You'd probably be searching out non-stop UV light to try and stay alive. What is there that's vegan? Well, the nearest thing, I think, is Thursday. Bouillabaisse. We'll have bouillabaisse. That's the nearest thing to veggie stuff or something. Glass of Côte du Rhône. You must know what wine goes with that. Is it veggie? Oh, yes, definitely, darling. Soup du jour. Wow. This tastes fantastic. Wait till you try it in Monaco. Right, young lady, before we get... I'm going to have to get you walking and talking a bit like a duchy. Is it a scandal? Your mother's... says everything's a scandal. You're saying the same thing. It's not a scandal. Nothing's a scandal. Okay? Now, certainly not now that I've... taken you under my guiding wing of tutelage, young woman. I just thought, I haven't got a passport. Oh, don't worry about that. We're having 2 new ones made. We'll fly down by a private jet, Learjet. We're certainly not going to use our own identification if we get caught. Oh, dear God. So, Phileas, is it true what Grandmama says, that you're a no-good gypsy thief? Oh, your grandmother. She'd been better born as a porcelain vase, gathering dust. In fact, when she dies, I think possibly have her ashes kiln-fired into a bone china plate. That's awful. Not at all. Most useful thing. Anyway, she loves crockery. All she used to do is collect crockery and old lace. Oh, God. So... what would you be, then, if you were reincarnated? That's a very strange question over bouillabaisse. I think I'd definitely be reincarnated as Judas. Judas? I've never heard anyone want to be Judas. What? Have you said that to try and upset and antagonise me? Not at all. Not at all. Well, you'll be buried in a field of blood. Well, alongside most of my companions. Poppy fields, battlefields. Lips flushed in vermilion, thriven by the blood of innocence. Everyone's a, shall we say, a field of blood. Anyhow, how did you know I meant Judas Iscariot? I could have said Judas Maccabeus, the Jewish hero. Have you ever killed anyone? What a dreadful question to ask over lunch. They're nearly as rude as demanding money. That's breaking bread. Well, have you? About 43 at the last count. You're a murdering Judas. Not at all. I never dispatched anyone. I wasn't trying to sort of deliver me in an early post.